Mary Pretty. I should like to delve into the Slavic mood and do a song that my father wrote for me when he was 9 weeks old. He used to take me on his knee and say, "Kolya, my little gypsy, it's time for you to become a man. Time for you to go out in the world and learn the facts of life." So I packed my little Karzinka and I went. I wandered over hills and dales, small villages and pretty cities. And then I met my first woman. She was gorgeous and sensationally beautiful. When she walked, was like a little gazelle strolling in the pastures. And when she spoke, her voice was like the voice of angels.
Soft and mellow.
She used to croon this plaintive gypsy melody. Dina, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, show her to me, oh Dina. With her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze in to the ease of Dina Lee. I know that every night, oh, 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 why do I shake with pride? Because my Dina, my, change your mind about me, hey, hey, cock the business here to Dina. If she wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with that reebit to give it to get it to hit bit little bit for pay to give it bit little bit bit to give it little bit for fun and to give it to come up to get okay have me say the hey drop to case it get little bit to come rip get it bit in feel little bit little bit reach get it good fun fun again drum ding drum ding drum ding drum ding reebit to come up to get okay hit it out of hit it out of lay come up to get okay reebit got out again.
Be on the lookout for Buchanan and Goodman, last seen wearing
black denim trousers and motorcycle boots.
Look out! They're after us! Let's get out of here!
Are you Buchanan and Goodman?
Yes, we are.
Hello, hello again.
Well, this is a summons. You're under arrest.
This is Don Cameron Cameron in court.
Well, the trial of Buchanan and Goodman is now in session. Is the district attorney ready?
I'm ready, ready.
Call the first witness.
And what is your name?
The upper call is Beetle, but my real name is Mister.
What is your complaint against Buchanan and Goodman?
They wouldn't give me a ride in their flying saucer.
Call the next witness.
So long.
I crashed into the jungle.
You're on my track. What have you got to say?
Woo!
To the food.
Come on, out of the court. Call the next witness.
Aren't you Skinny Dynamo?
Yes, it's me and I'm in.
Buchanan and Goodman, have you anything to say?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Order! Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you may leave the room.
Meanwhile, back in the
jury room.
We return you now to the courtroom, where the judge is saying to the jury,
"Only papa cow, papa cow, papa cow, cow."
And the jury is saying to the judge,
"Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?"
Yeah.
Yeah. We find them not guilty.
This is Don Cameron Cameron again. And now what are you going to do with that summons? This is John Cameron Cameron.
And this is the judge saying,
"That's all there is to that."
Mm-hmm.
give me none of them forbidden fruit. Adam and Eve, they're in the Garden of Eden. Surely must shut that thing, oh Lord. Surely must shut that thing.
By yelling for service whenever he's out. When he's in a swell cafe and things are quiet, he causes a riot by starting to shout. I want the waiter, I want the waiter, or there's going to be a heck of a hullabaloo. Hullabaloo. I want the waiter, I don't mean later, 'cause I want another bottle of bubbly brew. He dated up a gal whose name was Katie, a regular lady, their neighborhood pride. They were friendly through the grapefruit and the chowder, but she took a powder as soon as he cried. I want the waiter, I want the waiter, or there's going to be a heck of a hullabaloo. I want the waiter, I don't mean later, 'cause I want another bottle of bubbly brew. Once he got invited to a swanky party by Mrs. McCarty, the socialite queen. He found the butler slower than molasses at filling the glasses. He started to scream, I want the waiter, I want the waiter,
or there's gonna be a heck of a hullabaloo, baloo, baloo.
I want the waiter, I don't mean later,
because I want another a bottle of bubbly bro.
When the pest had passed away at 97, he headed for heaven, but then he said no. Milk and honey is mighty fine, but I've been thinking that maybe the drinking is better below. I want the waiter, I want the waiter, or there's going to be a heck of a hullabaloo.
I want the waiter, I don't mean later,
'cause I want another bottle of bubbly brew.
Hey, once were two little squirrels who loved to romp and play. They'd run around through the meadows, so happy and so gay. But when the summer was over, they both began to brood. For though the winter was coming, they hadn't any food. And so the papa squirrel went away one day. When he came back that evening, here's what he had to say. Said the mama squirrel to the papa squirrel, "Nuts, nuts to you. It looks like a cold, cold winter, so I brought you a few." Said the mama squirrel to the papa squirrel, "Nuts, nuts for me. We're not gonna starve this winter. How happy we will be. We've got walnuts, chestnuts, all the best nuts, every kind but donuts. Brazil nuts, peanuts, we will see nuts till we really go nuts." Now the papa squirrel and the mama squirrel, Bill and Chew, and she knows that it really loves her since he said nuts to you. Walnuts, chestnuts, all the best nuts, every kind but donuts. Brazil nuts, peanuts, we will see nuts till we really go nuts. Now the papa squirrel and the mama squirrel, Bill and Chew, and she knows that he really loves her since he said nuts to you. Walnuts, chestnuts, donuts, peanuts.
Superstitious, and I'm not the least bit suspicious about black cats breaking mirrors or being mean. Yet I got a funny quirk, and I'll always go berserk when I hear that certain number, 13.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You're getting closer.
9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh no! Stop! Please don't say that next number. Triskaidekaphobia. I got triskaidekaphobia, and triskaidekaphobia has got me. I open doors for claustrophobia, and I wear glasses for myopia, but this triskaidekaphobia won't let me be. 1, 2, 3, they don't bother me, and neither do 4, 5, 6, or 7. But I can't conceal the fear that I feel when I see the number that's 2 plus 11. We living in utopia, in a glorious utopia. If triskaidekaphobia set me free. Bother me, and neither do 4, 5, 6, or 7. But I can't conceal the fear I feel when I see the number that's 2 plus 11. Triskaidekaphobia. I got triskaidekaphobia, and triskaidekaphobia's got me.
8 plus 5.
Well, mad alive.
10 plus 3.
This will be the death of me.
7 plus 6.
I'll be a son of a gun. Cause triskaidekaphobia got me.
Thank you. The moon looked lonesome, shining through the trees. Don't the moon look lonesome, shining through the trees? Don't your arms look lonesome when your baby bags up to leave? Then I'm going up on the mountain to call that baby of mine. That I'm going up on the mountain to call that baby of mine. But something tells me he's not coming back this time. Would like to go to the country, can't take you. We're going up to the country, can't take you. Nothing up there a man like you could do. He's got a face like a fish, shaped like a frog. When he loves me, I holler, ooh, hot dog. Love that man better than I do myself. But I'm all alone, all alone on the shelf, on the shelf.
Get conga, come on all you dumb cats, take the latest step that's breaking up the nation. Boogie woogie conga, first the Latin's headed, Harlem's gone and added, boogie syncopation. Here's a chance to show off, satisfy your ego, give the blues a blow off, send me me amigo. Boogie woogie conga, everyone can do it, kiwi 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 kiwi. Boogie woogie conga, shake your old maracas, we won't let it shock us, rip it out and rock us. Boogie woogie conga. Thank you.
Of all the warnings, I found myself one morning in the terrible town of Skeleton Ranch. In the land of the Buffalo Nickel, a two-gun cowboy fella was a sippin' sarsaparilla through a straw. That's what I saw in the land of the Buffalo Nickel. The wildest looking Mabel was the wearing mink and sable, bless the soil where pop struck oil. What kind of a west is this, says I to me? 2,000 miles from Brooklyn, and this I gotta see in the land of the Buffalo Nickel. A guy what looks like trouble comes a-running on the double, shouting, stop! Let's all have a whipped cream sundae with a cherry on the top. In the land of the Buffalo Nickel, those outlaws in the canyon, they be the lady home companion as they ride. Yeah, that's what I find. A rough and tumble hombre, while a fighting for his laundry, pulls a gun, 'cause it ain't done in the land of the Buffalo Nickel. I saw a tea-room roundup, six malted, and I wound up on a train. What kind of a west is this, says I to me? I'm a-telling you, I'm going home without a Buffalo Nickel to my name.
Very good. Oh, I like that. All right. We'll try that again later, okay? Welcome again to another edition of The Bit Slap, this time featuring more of your favorite 78s. Handpicked by me, your host, KBC. We do this so that you don't have to. Keep that in mind as we progress in today's festivities. We started with Danny Kaye and Dinah, or perhaps that's pronounced Dina. I'm reminded of a Daffy Duck cartoon every time I hear that. After that, Buchanan and Goodman on Trial, featuring Bill Buchanan and Dickie Goodman. You've heard of them, of course, many times before. I bet you didn't know they were on 78s. There it is, proof. I have that record. And a lot of those hits of the old days were also produced on 78s, just like, you know, now you got CDs and MP3s and FLACs and all that stuff out there. 78s, 45s. albums, I don't think LPs were quite there yet. But, I mean, the Beatles were on 78. Believe it or not. Yep, gotta be worth a fortune. We heard from Tommy Bradley and James Cole, and that was Adam and Eve. The Pest, I Want the Waiter, from the Freddie Mendelssohn Orchestra. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Nuts to You, Two Little Squirrels. Triskaidekaphobia from Les Brown Orchestra with the vocal from Butch Stone. Triskaidekaphobia means what? Fear of 13, correct. The Boogie Blues from Gene Krupa featuring wonderful vocalisms from Anita O'Day. And the Boogie Woogie Conga, Will Bradley and his orchestra featuring Ray McKinley and Rosemarie. Yes, Rosemarie from the Dick Van Dyke Show in the land of the Buffalo Nickel. She had quite a career before Dick Van Dyke called in the Match Game and all those things. Just so you know. So, a lot of dust for you today because that's what lives in 78s. I know I've cleaned out more than my share of them, including things like kitty litter and cat food that's already been through the cat. I've cleaned it. I've seen it. It's not a pretty sight. But I do this so you don't have to. So don't do it. That's why I'm here. I'll see you in a bit.
A bird that was bold as a birdie could be. As he made these remarks in his sweet melody. He warbled with pride from his nest in the brush and said that the spring was just made for the thrush. The robin and wren kindly asked him to hush. The next to be heard was the pretty blue jay. I think, Mr. Thrush, you are wrong when you say. We know that for all was made beautiful spring, our warbles and trills we together should sing. The thrush quite agreed, so they made the woods ring. Says the old brown thrush with glee. Says the robin too from his nest in the apple tree. And the lark and quail from the top fence rail. Send the chorus from the shady lane. With his day's work done came the farmer's merry son, who was loudly whistling this refrain.
Feeling, what feeling for the soul? There was a young man who sat on a rock and amused all the ladies by shaking his curls at the lifeguard who swung round the pier, who chased him and shouted, "Go away from here!" He swam on his back and did many a trick, and he made the girls gasp at the size of his powerful backstroke that swept him along while he puckered his lips and he whistled a song. When no one was looking, he'd hide from his fist, and under the pier, he would take a good peek at the bathers who lay on the sand. And at some young skirt, he'd wave a bold hand. On the 4th of July, there were several squalls, and one tore his suit off and showed both his bad scars. But he got on a boy the time that he fell and got cut on a toy. His sister's red suit was the finest of fits, and showed to perfection the swell of her trim little form from her head to her feet. Oh, she sure was a honey, and looked awful sweet. She dove like a frog, and swam like a duck, and showed by her motions she knew how to frolic in the water way up to her chin without getting drowned as so many had been. When tired of swimming, for shells she would hunt and go through the motions of washing her clothes in the ocean so deep and so blue, thinking thereby to make them like new. When tired of this sport, for sure she would stop and enjoy the strange pleasure of letting a fish bear her onward right up to the shore, because she was thinking of doing it some more. When she reached the shore, in spite of our growls, she sat on the beach and emptied her beautiful shoes that had filled up with sand and brushed off her feet with the palm of her hand. And when evening came, she knew what to do. She went home to her husband and got a good scolding for leaving her homework undone. But just like this song, it was all done in fun.
All day, all night, Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sifting sand.
Mary Ann, oh Mary Ann, oh won't you marry me? We can have a bamboo hut and brandy in the tea. Leave your fat old mama home, she never will say yes. If mama don't know now, she can guess.
My, my, yes.
All day, all night, Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sifting sand.
When she walks along the shore, people pause to greet. White birds fly around her, little fish come to her feet. In her heart is love, but I'm the only mortal man who's allowed to kiss my Mary Ann.
Don't rush me.
All day, all night, Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sifting sand.
When we marry, we will have a time you never saw. I will be so happy, I will kiss me mother-in-law. Fooey! Children by the dozen in and out the bamboo hut. One for every palm tree and coconut.
Hurry up now!
All day, all night, Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sifting sand. Even little children love Mary Ann, down by the seaside, sifting sand.
Thank you.
Remember how Dr. Kinsey made two reports, one about the male, one about the female? Well, at a party one night, somebody said, Sidney, why don't you make a report? So here's what I came up with.
Dr. Kinsey made his report on the behavior of the female. Dr. Kinsey made his report on the behavior of the female. Well, I don't need to read it. I know some boys should heed it. I nearly got myself put in jail because of the behavior of the female. When I was a young single man, from the ladies I never ran. Girls would come and girls they would go. They even called me a gigolo. But then a married woman, she grabbed me with the luxury. I was a kite without any tail because of the behavior of the female. Boom doo dee ah-oo, boom doo dee ah-oo. Now I am an old married man. I try to live according to plan. But the things that happen to me would surprise Dr. Kinsey. The single gals still chase me. They want to marry me. I'm like a boat tossed out in a gale because of the behavior of the female. Dr. Kinsey made his report on the behavior of the female. Dr. Kinsey made his report on the behavior of the female. Well, I don't need to read it. I know some boys should hear it. I nearly got myself put in jail because of the behavior of the female.
Once I was happy and had a good wife. I had enough money to last me for life. I met with a gal and we went on a spree. She started me a smoking and a drinking for spree.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild woman. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Second story. Now I am feeble and broken with age. The lines on my face make a well-written page. I'm leaving this story, how sad but how true. On woman and whiskey and what they can do.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild woman. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild woman. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
That door's coming up, Ballard. Right on the cross at the head of my grave. Oh, woman and whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. Then write in big letters these words at the end.
Take a read and whiskey and wow, wow, woman. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Everybody wants to get into the act. I knew a fellow,
a fellow,
a fellow who can make your life so mellow,
so mellow.
There's one like him in every town. He's half a man and half a clown.
Umbriago
could be mayor of New York or of Chicago.
Umbriago.
Razors came from Portland, Maine to Santiago.
Woo-hoo!
When you worry, better send for Umbriago in a hurry. He got lots of time, that's all he spends his time. He never spends a dime.
Oh, when you feel low,
better send for my friend Umbriago. Umbriago.
Anytime you try to find him, he is eating.
Umbriago.
In his hands, a menu takes an awful beating.
Just last week, I sauntered out to my ranch. When I got there, what do I see? Umbriago milking a cow upside down. And I said, Umbriago, what's the idea of milking a cow upside down? And he said, why not? I want the cream to come out on top.
So when you feel low, better send for my friend Umbriago. Umbriago.
The hep cats really love him. They even like them down in Chile. When you worry, better send for Umbriago in a hurry. Now he got lots of time, that's all he spends his time. He never spends a dime.
So when you feel low, better send for my friend Umbriago.
A couple once were seated in a little motor car. They were sweethearts and they didn't care who knew. They were holding hands together as the motor loudly roared and the price of gas went up to 22. He was an automobile mechanic, working steady throughout the year. And in terms of his profession, he whispered in her ear, will you love me when my carburetor's busted? Will you love me when I cannot shift my gears? Will you love me when I need a new condenser? When my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? Will you love me when my pump is on the blink? When I haven't got a cent and my connecting rod is bent? Will you love me when my flitter is a wreck? Yep-da-do-ya-hiddle-tow. Will you love me when my vacuum cup is empty? Will you love me when my rear end's worn and torn? Will you love me when my rim rod's old and rusty? Will you love me when I cannot blow my horn? Will you love me when my inner tube is busted? Will you love me when my tank begins to leak? When the junk man says no use, and my nuts and bolts are loose. Will you love me when my flipper is a wreck? Totsky, wotsky, yep, the poo, ya, it'll be something to tell.
Okay, let's dial it back a moment here, and we'll catch you up with what's been going on here. I can change the needle. I don't actually change the needles, by the way. They say you're supposed to do that, but I don't have needles. We started that set with the Blue Jay and the Thrush from Murray, Harlan, and Belmont. That's right, our old friend Billy Murray joining Harlan and Belmont, a vaudeville team. Of course, as you know, it is a rule that any 78 show must have at least one Billy Murray tune, and that's it. So, too bad. No more today. I am remiss in not having any Irving Kaufman today, so don't want to disappoint anybody. All right, after that, singing in the bathtub was King Benny Nawahi. Hazel Acker, What a Beach. The less I say about that, the better I'm going to feel. Terry Gilkison and the Easy Riders, Marianne, All Day, All Night. Sydney Bean, the Kinsey Report. I guess the Kinsey Report came out, what, in the middle 50s or something? So that would date that one there. Cigarettes and Whiskey and Wild Wild Woman from the Warren Brothers. Jimmy Durante, you know him, Jimmy Durante, featuring six hits and a miss, and that was Umbriago and the Automobile Song from Benny Bell, the shaving cream guy. You know him, of course. That's a big staple on the Dr. Demento show, both that song and shaving cream. He just came up luck of the draw today. So speaking of luck of the draw, more 78s coming up. I remind you that there are more 78s coming up. Okay, back in a few.
Everybody knows me as Mabom. That is my nickname. I am just an old Parisian bum. From there, I've just came. I'm not known in French society, nor by industrial tycoons. No, my friends have much more variety. You find them in little saloons. Just a bum, a bum. I'm happy as can be, for I am never worried or flurried or hurried. Just a bum, a bum. I'm always on a spree. And if you want some fun, become a bum and be just like my bum, a very merry bum. Until I was told I had no notion New York had bums too. So I thought to come across the ocean just to visit you. Now I've been down to the Bowery, yes, and I've made many hobo friends. And I can tell you, sincerely, New York has real bum gentlemen. Just a bum, I'm happy as can be, for I am never worried or flurried or hurried. Just a bum, I'm always on a spree. And if you want some fun, become a bum and be just like my bum, a very merry bum. In America, when a man sneezes, he worries and frets, takes pills and nose drops. He's scared of breezes, gives up cigarettes. The only thing that stops me smoking is not pens in my head or guts. No, it's when my back starts lumbagoing and I can't pick up any butts. Just a bum, I'm happy. I am never worried or flurried or hurried. Just a bum, I'm and if you want some fun, become a bum. Just a bum.
Take, 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 and the train's out. Fly, fly, fly in the planes out. Flying the planes out, taking the trains out, going all out for you. Take, take, taking the trains out. Hike, hike, hiking the lanes out. Hiking the lanes out, taking the trains out, going all out for you. From Baltimore to Birmingham, way down to New Orleans. A lovesick fool, a stubborn mule, don't know what failure means. Take, take, taking the trains out. Beat, beat, beating my brains out. Beating my brains out, taking the trains out, going all out for you.
Baltimore, that's not the town that I am looking for.
Louisville,
not even Louisville can fill the bill.
Charleston,
oh, take it easy, son, that's not the one.
Press you off, did I hear you say?
No, I'll get off in the usual way. Backa, 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 take, take, taking the trains out. Fly, fly, fly in the planes out.
Flying the planes out, taking the trains out, going all out for you.
Take, take, taking the trains out. Hike, hike, hiking the lanes out.
Hiking the lanes out, taking the trains out, going all out for you.
From Oregon to Florida, clear to the Golden Gate, I'll follow you, sweetheart, all through the whole darn 48. Take, take, taking the trains out. Beat, beat, beating my brains out. Beating my brains out.
Out!
Taking the trains out. Hiking the lanes out. Flying the planes out. Beating my brains out.
Taking the trains out.
Hiking the lanes out.
Flying the planes out.
Beating,
taking,
hiking,
flying.
Going all out for you. Going all out for you.
I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. The fuddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. And I don't know where he shook it, but he shook it. I don't know where he shook it, but he shook it. I don't know where he shook it, but he shook it. He's got it on the beam steadier than ever before. Look at the old man go. He's 103 and that's no lie. Look at the old man go. When he raises that glass up to his eye, well, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. The buddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it. The buddy-duddy watchmaker at the jewelry store. Thank you.
What's the good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky. Can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm gonna pop her the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you, old buttermilk skies. I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Old buttermilk skies. When I'm needing you most, hang the moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love.
Buttermilk sky.
Brushing those clouds from sight. Old buttermilk
skies.
Don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang the moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love.
Buttermilk skies.
You can if you try. Don't tell me no lie.
Will you be mellow and bright tonight, old buttermilk skies?
Brethren and sisters, I have chosen from a text this evening, Brother Noah, and for my subject, Oh, Didn't It Rain? Now, in the days of Noah, the world was just about bad as Ham Stay. Yes, it was dance mad and jazz crazy, and the Lord got tired of the way the folks was doing, and he commenced to look around for somebody to build an ark. Now, way over on the hill called Canaan was a man named Noah, and the Lord said, Noah, you know I've been good to you. You know I've given you plenty of cows, and you know I've given you lots of land, and I've put plenty of secrets in your pocket. And that is about it, that I've begotten you a sea son, a Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now let me pause right here, brethren, to tell you that in every man's flock there is a black sheep. Well, in Brother Noah's flock, Ham was a black sheep. And that's the reason that all men that am black is called sons of Ham. But never mind, my brother, never mind, my sister. Are we going to be white after a while? Are we going to be white after a while? Well, the Lord says, Noah, I want you to go out in the woods and build a boat. And I want you to name this boat the Ark. And I don't want you to build this boat out of white oak. And I don't want you to build this boat out of slippery elm. But I does want you to build this boat out of committing wood. Now I want you to build it so high that they can't get over it. I want you to build it so long that they can't get under it. I want you to build it so deep that they can't get under it. And when I want you to get every animal two of each kind and get your and your son and they son and they children and get them in the ark. Ah, my brothers, ah, my sisters, I see them when they start marching into the ark. The animals, two by two, the rhinoceros and the kangaroo. And when the dough was set, it rained for 40 days and 44 nights. And when the clouds did roll away, I see Noah stick his head out and put a dove out. Well, the dove went out and way late in the evening to come back because it couldn't find no place to land. Nor waited a few more days, and then it put out another dove. Brothers, I tell you, it pays to wait on the Lord. Well, way late that evening, now I'm closing up my sermon. I'm closing up here, and I hope for this time that you are soaked clean too. I say, when way late that evening, Brother Noah reached another dove out, and when this dove come back, he had an olive branch in his mouth. Well, what did Brother Noah say when he seen this olive branch? I say, what did Brother Noah say when he seen this olive branch? He cast his eyes toward the sky and said, it ain't going to rain no more. It ain't going to rain no more.
Oh, he's got a fine grand frame. I wonder what could be his name. He looks good to me, and all I can see is his fine brand friend. How long have you been around? Mr. Wind, did you hit this big town? I want to scream, cause I've never seen such a fine brand friend. All that I have is a broken down chair, but I would gladly make him king on my throne. Don't be a square, why don't you come over here? Together we would really be gone. Oh, he's got a fine brand frame. I wonder what could be his name. He is solid with me, and all I can see is his fine brand. He's got such a fine brown frame. I wonder what could be his name. He looks good to me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. How long have you been around, Mr. Wind? Did you get this big shoulder? I wanna scream, oh, cause I've never seen such a fine brown frame. All that I have is a broken down chair, but I would gladly make him king on my throne. Don't be a square, why don't you come over here? Together we would really be gone. Ooh, such a fine brown frame. Honey, won't you tell me your name? Yes, solid with me, and all I can see is his fine brown frame. Now, Robert Taylor, Robert Young, Amici, and Gabriel are all as fine as mountain fable. You may not be classed with the elite, and you may not be hip to that jive like at all. You look like Hercules done up in bronze, and I know I'm a clown whenever you're around, because I'm crazy about mad about wild about the fine brand frame.
How do you do, madam? I'm a coal man.
No, thank you. I have a coal man.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I am the coal man.
Makes no difference.
I'm just a coal man selling the hottest stuff in town. I'm just a coal man, baby. In the winter, I'm good to have around. Now, I sell coal and I sell ice. In the wintertime, a coal man's mighty nice. Now, I'm just a coal man selling the hottest stuff in town.
You say you're just a coal man.
That's right, baby.
Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my present coal man serves me whether I'm up or whether I'm down.
I can do that.
He makes his delivery right on time.
Sure.
And his product contains no slack or line.
Neither does mine.
So how come you say you're such a coal man?
Mm-hmm.
Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, I'm satisfied with my form of heat.
Yeah.
In the winter, I drop and toast my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I've had him for quite a while and I'll keep him still.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I say I'll change, but I don't think I will.
Now, I'm a coal salesman. And here's a tip. I've got a sales talk that's busted my lip. My merchandise is extra clean. So just take a look, baby. It's the best you've ever seen. It handles well, no clinkers form. Make you feel good in the worst kind of storm. Taking care of your comfort is my mission. Baby, is your heating apparatus in good condition?
You say you're just a coal man.
That's right, baby.
Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Uh-huh.
You also said in the wintertime...
What?
You're a lovely thing to have around.
Like to be.
Your sales talk was mighty fine.
Yes.
Tell me more, brother. I might change my mind.
I'm ill.
Since you're such a big shot coal man. Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Now, Mama, Papa's just a little old coal man. Selling the hottest stuff in town. Now, baby, I'm just a coal man. In the winter, I'm good to have around. I'll take your order and fill your bin. So get it cleaned out and I'll put it right in. Cause I'm just a coal man, selling the hottest stuff in town. I'm just a coal man, selling the hottest stuff in town, I say. Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Sold, brother, sold.
I believe it was Shakespeare in one of his plays who said that a man in the course of his days, passing through various stages, lives what he calls seven ages. Well, the most interesting age in my study of men is the one where they reach adolescence again. When they feel that they're slipping, the fling has been flung, and the old zip ain't zipping, and they want something young, then the older they get, the younger they want. They never get too old to fall in love. And as soon as they find silver threads in the gold, they start walking behind every 16-year-old. They try to be chic and gay caballero, although they know they won't get very far. An old guy meets a bobby soxy, fixes up a date, and when he gets there, finds out he's 20 years too late. The older they get, the younger they want her, and the bigger chumps and suckers they are. You see, there's no way you can stop them when they reach that certain age. They see a sweater and go nuts just like squirrels in a cage. They dance it and romance it, but men, for goodness sake, you cannot get what can be had if you ain't got what it takes. You see young jitterbugs around with old bald-headed men who pass 80, who will never score again. They dine them and they wine them, buy them things that they've desired. Then all they do is try and try, and all they get is tired. A nice young college boy was telling me the other day that his 80-year-old uncle stole his little baby doll away. The old boy bought her furs and diamonds, and then he popped a question. Then ate so many oysters that he died of indigestion. Yes, the older they get, the younger they want. They never get too old to fall in love.
If there were any words to this song, I would invite you to go ahead and sing along, but I don't know if there are or not. And if you don't mind, I'm talking here, okay? Stop singing. All right. Almost done. Hang in there. A couple more minutes to go. You can do this. You've done it before. We started with Maurice Chevalier, one of my favorites. Just a bum. A bum. Taking the Trains Out was Al Trace and his orchestra. The Fuddy Duddy Watchmaker from Kay Kaiser, featuring a beautiful vocal there from Julie Conway. Another one from Kay Kaiser after that, Old Buttermilk Sky. Brother Noah was Will Henry Lucas, one of those talking things
They had a lot of those back in vaudeville days. Guys would come out and read something or something to some perhaps instrumental accompaniment or not. You know, they did stuff like that then. Not unlike what they do now. Whatever they're doing now, I don't pay attention. I would advise you don't either. After Henry Lucas, we had Fine Brown Frame from Nellie Lutcher and her Rhythm. The Coldest Stuff in Town was Whistling Bob Howe and Frankie Griggs. And then The Older They Get, the Younger They Want Them. I heartily agree. That was, of course, Sophie Tucker, the red, hot mama. And there was a time when she was kind of red hot. Just like Ethel Merman. Ethel Merman, you know, people say, oh, God, look at her. She was actually pretty hot in her younger days. But I digress. Okay, that's it. We are back to square one here, basically. And next week and the week after, I will be giving you some psychedelic treats for your musical edification as I dismantle my entire setup here, only to reassemble it 15, 20 feet away. And maybe better organized. I don't know. I have a dim view of this sort of thing. I haven't been much for organization through my long and lonely life. And I'm really not expecting much now. But tune in for the next 2 weeks. A couple of treats for you. And I will be back live for you middle of June sometime. Hopefully it'll only be 2 weeks, maybe three. If I have to, it'll be three. But I have to do painting and carpeting, all that stuff. So here's for a couple for when I return. Later.
Yay, boo, yay, boo. It's lots of fun to do. If you like it, holler yay. If you don't, you holler boo. I hear the public school burned down.
Yay!
But they saved old Teacher Brown. School is closed until next year.
Yay!
December 31st is here. No more homework anymore.
Yay!
Anymore, that is, till heretofore. And the kids will get just A's.
Yay!
When there is school on Saturday. Yay, boo, yay, boo, it's lots of fun to do. If you like it, holler yay. If you don't, you holler boo. Oh, Adam was a happy guy.
Yay!
Till the eve that Eve came by. Still his marriage had no flaws.
Yay!
Because he had no mother-in-law. Oh, I say. Yay, boo, yay, boo, it's lots of fun to do. If you like it, holler yay. If you don't, you holler boo. I love the band that Archie's got.
Yay!
Archie thinks they're not so hot. Pulls his hair each time they play.
Yay!
They'll call him Archibald someday. My tell. Yay-bo, it's lots of fun to do. If you like it, holler.
Yay!
And if you don't, you holler. My hen, she laid 6 eggs a day.
Yay!
Until she found it didn't pay. Now she's working overtime.
Yay!
Because the price went up a dime. yay, boo, it's lots of fun to do. If you like it, holler.
Yay!
And if you don't, you holler. Why, said Mayor, this song could go on endlessly.
Yay!
But it must end, as you can see. That's no reason to disperse.
Yay!
Although each verse gets verse and verse. Yay, boo, it's lots of fun to do. If you like it, holler yay!
Yay!
Oh, it's lots of fun to do.
Now they claim it is a fact that when you leave this earthly state, you do a thing called transmigrate, and then you keep on coming back in animal or insect shape. Anything from an ant to an ape. Now, what do you know about that? They say you keep on coming back like the honeybees and hives. One life after t'other till you've lived a thousand lives. And the beauty part about it is, you'd have come back as you chose. Any kind of garment till the thousand lives is you. Well, I can use a thousand mighty handy each in turn. I've got so much to tend to, I'll be glad when I return. The first time I come back, I'll be a tiny morph, that's all. And get even with that judge that gave me 6 months here last fall. In his Persian tapestries, his silk screens from Japan, his heavy satin draperies he brought from Hindustan. Visit carpets, rugs, and overcoats, suits and furs in turn. Oh, I'll be busy laying eggs for old Judge Hall when I return. To come back as a horse, from that I'm got to shirk. Cause every kind of horse I see, he has to do some kind of work. And it's hard enough to come right on back here as best. And if I do, I'd like to take a little rest. And as I've looked the situation over, there's one thing that I yearn. To come back as one of them pet Deaconesses? Oh, boy, several times I will return.